Hello, today the Church celebrates the 11th Sunday in Ordinary Time, and our scripture readings for today's Mass may be found under the Daily Readings tab at usccb.org. Most of us don't remember the first steps that we took as toddlers, but we might remember the first steps we took in learning to read when we were quite young. It probably began with a series of cards or posters saying things like A is for apple or B is for ball. And we would work so hard to learn those sounds, and once we learned to attach those sounds to a particular letter, we were able to identify groups of letters that formed words. And once we were able to sound out words, we were able to enter the wonderful world of reading. Think about how far we've come since C. Dick and Jane Run was the height of great literature. And then there was math. First we had to learn to count to 10, and then we had to recognize that those numbers represented specific numbers of apples or cookies or pennies, and then we moved on with the help of pie tins to fractions. For those who are or who have been married, do you remember the first time you met your spouse? Maybe it was a chance meeting with a simple hello. A few awkward words might have been exchanged, and then you worked up your courage to ask for your first real date. And somehow, you connected. A relationship began and love blossomed, and it all started with a simple and perhaps awkward hello. The greatest events and moments of life begin with small things. From simple beginnings and basic ideas begin life's greatest accomplishments and journeys. Humanity's dreams of peace, reconciliation, and justice will be realized first in simple, basic, and small acts of goodness of individual people. Such is the mustard seed of faith, that from the smallest and humblest acts of justice, kindness, and compassion, the kingdom of God will be realized. As Christians, each one of us is called to help to bring about the kingdom of God and to lead others to that kingdom. This is a pretty daunting task, but we need to remember that we're not working on that task alone. We do so with all other people. And we need to remember that it's not all done at once. God's kingdom is achieved one small step at a time. In an age where we expect things instantly, the idea of one small step at a time seems unbearable. But it is the only way that we can truly answer the call to lead others to God's kingdom. No step is too small. No movement is insignificant. So we pray today and always that we will have the faith, the strength, and the determination to make each small step on the journey to the kingdom of God.